running, sink or swim. Only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Want to put it all together, this is big thanks. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This is just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, well homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap.
Welcome to the Orange County Shrimp Tank here in beautiful Southern California. The Shrimp Tank is a nationally syndicated podcast where street smarts and book smarts collide. Hey, I just want to let everybody as a reminder know that we are part of the iHeartRadio. And that relationship just kicked in about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah.
They're just putting a few things together so that everybody can find us.
Yes.
Hey, with our program, we interview some of the brightest CEOs and business owners around the country in places like Houston, Texas.
Hey, Seattle.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Boca Raton.
Well, you got that in one.
Tulsa. Okay,
Tulsa. And we have a few other ones
Little
out
Rack.
There. Yeah,
Little
New York and Philly, I think.
New York,
you know?
I think Birmingham,
yeah.
Boston too.
Well, Boston
coming
okay.
on board. Yeah.
Boston,
yeah,
Boston. Okay, about the do's and don'ts of starting and running and growing a business. If you want an MBA in entrepreneurship, please listen to today's podcast. Stay tuned to our weekly podcast show. I'm your host Leonard Kirsch, and my co-host is Tab Phipps.
Hey, Leonard. There we go.
See, he does that. I mean, he has a couple.
I'm here.
He has some coffee. I mean, he's 80 and he's still rocking. I mean, I'm really blown away.
I'm impressed.
Oh, well, okay. I'm impressed. Hey, another day. I mean, we're getting back, I think, some of the Southern California weather.
Yeah, I understand you wanted the snow, though.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. I want my 72.5 degree weather. Are you kidding
you're
me?
You're specific on that.
Yeah,
too.
Oh, I am. I am. I'm. You know, last summer was unbearing, and then now the winter. I feel like we live up. No shots to you guys out there in Washington or Oregon, but hey, I like this Southern California weather.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it really is. We're getting going to move right into spring, I think.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm just looking. For those of you who haven't been out here to Southern California, you got to come out here. You got many options.
Yeah, I mean, we've been fortunate this year. We've had snow in the mountains for a long time.
Snow in the mountains. Yeah, it sounds like you're complaining.
And I know you were out there surfing. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just look at a picture and I'm surfing. Come on. I go and stick my toe in there and that was it. But if anything, before we get really rolling here, We got a guest, Matt.
Yeah, we got Matt Rysik with Idea House.
Yeah, I mean, Matt came all the way from
Claremont, I believe, or Glendora, right?
Yeah,
now.
I mean, that's that far. I mean, I got to say, he needed a plane to get here.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that was pretty far.
We had to negotiate the freeway.
Yeah, I don't know how he did it with this bike, though. I mean, I hear he's an avid guy. I mean, but that was pretty cool that, you know, he made it, number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
And you made it, too.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, do you need another cup of coffee?
I do.
I know. It's unbelievable. He's rolling. Okay, here, before we get started and pull Matt into our conversation here, I want to talk about what's going on with the tax reform. I mean, it's been season, you know, the economy. I mean, we've been rocking here for those of us who like to classify ourselves as capitalists, which some of the people at the highest elevation don't even want to acknowledge that.
I know. Enterprise.
For those of you listening, I'm not trying to throw a shot out there. I don't need any bad media or whatever the thing is. I just believe, you know, for those of us who want to go out there and, you know, not maybe work for somebody, we want to create our own concept.
Yes.
We want help others who want to get across the river, you might say, and that river that's going rapidly. A lot of people are afraid to go across and, you know, get to that touchdown, whatever you might say, and say, this is my idea. I started this.
And this is what the show is about. I mean, you know, showing people that maybe this is the right time to take that step to be an entrepreneur.
You know, no question about it. I mean, great examples. You know, you hear about the minimum wage. Now, they're laughing about it because the government was going to squeeze everybody. But now, all of a sudden, what our current president is doing right now is that there's jobs that are just happening. People are making money.
Absolutely. I mean, there's actually more jobs than people to work.
Yeah.
So it's driving your wages up naturally.
I mean, the last time this happened, we both know. I mean, well, you did. I was a little boy. But when was it?
Well, you know, I can't remember. I was only about 5 years old.
He's getting old. He's forgetting.
No. You know, back in the 80s, those 80s, and you remember that. We won't talk about that.
Yeah, but anyway. I got him. Okay, yeah. Mr. You know, President Reagan.
Yeah, hey, last great
tax
reform.
I just
try
to bring you back in.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
And, you know, we were in business back then, and what it enabled us to do is, you know, we wanted to start a profit-sharing program. You know, for a long time, we weren't able to do that, but it put a lot more money back in our pocket. They reduced the tax rates. We went to an expansion mode. It was a great time.
You know, I got to say this for our guests here today. I mean, we were at his age when Reagan was around, but it was a great time. It was a great time where you could, you know, you could rock and roll, and, you know, you had opportunities, and it was just a great time. I remember people were making money.
I mean, it's embracing the opportunities. That's kind of the key, you know, like right now. Like you say, cross that river. Go for it.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. There's no question. For those of you contemplating whatever, you know, just do it. Just jump in. You regret it. Don't be I could have, should have, only if I would have done that thing. You'll regret it. Just get in there. Try it. Some of you guys, guys and gals, when you do find it, you're not gonna want to work for anybody else.
No.
I guarantee you that.
No. Not at all.
No. Hey, before we get rolling on here, because, Tab, you're just rolling. I wanted to, if anything, I want to bring in Matt.
Hey, Matt Rysik with Idea House.
Yeah, I want to bring Matt in and say, Matt, how is the climate, the economic climate affecting your industry?
It's going good. Most of our clients are entrepreneurs themselves. Uh-huh. So the chances that people are taking right now and kind of the decentralization of the larger larger brick and mortar stores, you know, there's a lot of decentralization of that going to e-commerce. So there's a lot of people taking that risk and making that jump. Yeah. So it is getting a little bit better for us, and we're seeing a lot more clients coming in that's taking that risk.
Yeah, you brought that up. I mean, a little Matt's background. I mean, somebody comes up with an idea and they help formulate it. They help make it a little more tangible or realistic.
Yeah.
You know, you give them the plan. They come in, hey, I want to do this. Okay, well, we're going to go this way, make a right, then make a left.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And but you brought up something too, the technology. So, I mean, it's true. Embrace it, jump in it, and you come up with an idea like with what you provide. I mean, it's unlimited, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We see so many ideas that pop up, and some of them, even the ones I scratch my head at, I still have to kind of help them develop a plan.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if there's someone to buy it, there's a market there.
Yeah, excellent. Wow. Excellent.
So, Matt, tell us about Idea House.
So, Idea House is essentially, we call it ourselves kind of the hired guns for anyone that needs something done the right way.
The hired guns. Yeah. Whoa, I like that.
We do basically any physical product that you can have, that you can hold or see or feel, that requires manufacturing. We do the design work, engineering, development through prototyping and testing, and develop the product so that they can go manufacture it.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Could you kind of give us a quick version, an example of a service that specifically, that somebody can really understand?
Sure. So
remember when I mentioned simplify it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just take a project that was in the past. It was a cell phone case. Everyone has a cell phone. And basically, they wanted to back a battery. They wanted certain materials to be used, but they didn't have any engineers on staff. And it was a skeleton crew of two or three people that were starting a company. So they came to us, and we identified what they needed as requirements, battery size, materials, colors, etc. And then we would go into engineering, which, all the computer files that make it, there's some image inside a computer. And then we put it onto drawings that put sizes and dimensions to it that a manufacturer, someone that would open up tooling and injection mold the part, they can actually go make the part. And so we have four 3D printers in our office, and so we're constantly printing parts and we're testing. So, it's just a simple example. It would be a cell phone case that we had to develop and, you know, put the parameters to it that someone needs to know when they manufacture it.
Yeah, no, excellent. So, I mean, those who utilize your services, they can see this thing evolved in every stage.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're actually involved through the entire process. So they come, they're there obviously on the first meeting. You know, we've dealt with napkin sketches, literally napkin sketches, wow. Like from a restaurant. I have this idea.
Well, what's the normal time period from A to B when an average?
Sure. Well, it depends on the complexity. So we have one that we've done an electric scooter.
Okay.
Should have been a like 2-year cycle of development.
Wow.
But we got it done in 18 months.
Okay.
Other times it's very simple and it takes us, you know, 8 weeks.
Okay.
So right. it really can.
The complexity, you said. Yeah. Okay.
Like I have a product right now that has no tech, has no batteries right now that we're working on.
Okay.
It's just soft goods. And so, or soft goods is essentially materials that can be sewn or glued or cut.
Okay.
And so that product is very simple. It was an 8-week process. We got it in, developed through the, we designed it, client liked it, and it was good to go.
Excellent.
Yeah. So Matt, I know that the folks out there listening, that, you know, tell us a little bit about your story, how you got started. What's your background?
So my background, well, first, Idea House is a family owned and operated company.
Uh-huh.
So my dad started the company primarily as a mechanical engineer. He was working for Stanley Hardware at the time.
Okay.
And so he was gone 12 hours a day, and he said, I'm tired of not seeing my kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay
right.
home.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I could do this for other people, smaller companies that need engineers that don't have engineers. So we sat down on the kitchen table. Are you guys familiar with References USA?
No.
So it's a free service that most public libraries can have that has access to it. So as long as you have a library card, you can.
Oh yeah, I never went to the library. no, go ahead.
So, but you can actually search companies on there and start by their NASIS code or their SIC code,
mm-hmm.
and so you can start identifying.
Oh, excellent! Yeah. Another little angle,
and it's completely free.
Oh,
and so in '96 we had to be resourceful. And so at that time, we created a list and sent out a mailers and got like a 40% hit on it on the first mailers list, which was huge. And no one in the area was really doing anything. There's no small mechanical engineering firms offering this for manufacturing companies or people that had products that they needed to have engineers on staff. You know, an engineer at the time was probably $6,000 a year. And so a small company that was producing mm-hmm. parts, they were relying on the manufacturers or tool makers to kind of do their drawings and kind of hiccup through it.
Wow.
And so kind of fit that small niche. And then that was 96. I came on the company in 2004. And at first, like I told you before, my dad has a rule. You can't just jump into the company. You got to work somewhere else.
That's right.
At 16.
Yeah.
Go know what it's like to be, you know, someone else's, you know, whipping post.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I was at, I went to Baskin Robbins, started scooping ice cream. And so I did that for a year. And then after that, I went into the company. But then when I went to the company, I was at the bottom, you know, emptying trash cans, cleaning things, doing all the prototype cleaning, all the grunt work.
Yeah.
From there, I went into doing the specifications or what we call CAD. It's basically the job of you take the engineer's files and you make it a two-dimensional drawing. So you basically put, you know, sizes much like a blueprint.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then I did that. And then I started getting into some junior engineering, you know, learning that by trade by my dad.
Right.
Being around him for so long.
Yeah.
And so then after I got through that, I went into the design element, which is the industrial design part. And I went 2 years to school for that. And then I started, my brother was also at the same time going through the same program. He stayed with it and I saw kind of a hole in our makeup. You know, we have design, we have engineering, we have everything set, but we're missing the business element to kind of put everything together and how to address the market.
Right.
And so then that's when I was like, stopped right there and went into business admin with a minor in marketing.
There's no question that when we had our earlier conversation, I mean, what Matt has all those departments down, and Matt indicated that he was not a favorite of what department?
Oh, engineering.
Engineering. Yeah. After going through that, he brought up that name. He was like, okay, I'm walking away from this guy. <That's>, you know?
I know. So there's too many rules.
So you're happy in the marketing department.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
So now his dad heard that. So, I mean, we'll go over that later. But no. So,
what's your 30-second commercial, your elevator speech for Idea House?
Idea House, it exists for entrepreneurs and startups that want a higher probability of success through engineering, design work, prototype, and manufacturing.
That's awesome.
No, very good. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, with everything in a short version here too, I mean, in terms of, you know, starting with the company, being involved in whatever department, anything that went almost south on you that you were able to adjust and turn it around before all of a sudden you might have been working as a competitor or you know what I'm saying, but
the family aspect.
Yeah. No, that too. But anything in the business that was a little difficult, maybe it's the company as a whole, where you guys saw you came up to a point where we got to make an adjustment.
Well, there was back in 2008 when there was the obviously the financial crisis that happened in the U.S. We kind of struggled with, because we were at this first time we were dealing with development, so new development, right? 2008 hit, and it was what are you going to develop? Everyone kind of pulled back on any extra cash we're holding on to it,
right?
And so we, at the same time, right before that happened, we kind of started working with some other companies and some other sales guys, and point of purchase displays was really big at 2008. So that was, you know, when you go to the store and you see signage on the store and have the product in front of it, you know, the point of purchase stuff. So that became a big part of it, but you know, that was a big transition. And then that became very volatile as well, because they want the POP industries, they're all looking for the manufacturing jobs. So they don't pay for design and engineering fees. Right. And so that's our bread and butter, but we're trying to get that paid for and then also get the production. So that became a strain.
You saw an adjustment that you had to make at that time.
Yeah, so we definitely, we had to adjust in 2008 into that world. And then...
If you didn't, what would have happened? Probably would have... little devastating there, maybe a little adjustment.
Potentially. The good thing is, being a service-based business, it's not like I have inventory. It's not like I have a ton of overhead that, you know, is going to go south on me. It's more of... finding the right market.
But you
right
saw
customers.
Something there and you guys made that adjustment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's flip it on the other side now. How about in terms of success? That sounds like that's a part of the success. You made an adjustment. Anything that went beyond that point that, you know, you guys went to another level, embracing technology at another level, or what would you say was success?
Yeah,
for you?
My role when I became partner in the company, I really focused in on just our operational stuff. So I introduced a lot of new software that we're using. I looked at, you know, customer experience is a big thing. For me, I'm looking at how is the customer, every interaction they have with our company, that's a customer experience. So from the time they get a proposal to the time we deliver product, to even the point of how are they receiving an invoice?
Right.
And I just kind of put it under scrutiny and can we improve this? Is this going to be a pleasant enjoyment of time for them.
Right, right.
You know, every time they see our logo at the top of an invoice, even though they're paying us,
right?
How can I make that a little bit, you know, easier and seamless for them? Or signing a proposal. I sign a proposal and signing a contract.
Right.
We used to do it the old school way. I'll send you a PDF, or I'll give you a paper and you sign it.
Right, right.
And so we, we brought in, DocuSign type.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, there you
go.
So
then we can, you know, speed, you know, reducing
the... Expedite it faster. Yeah.
And the customers are happy. There's no loose leaf papers running around. They don't have to sign something and scan it.
That was another good move for your business. Yes. And again, for folks that are listening right now, I mean, this is a great example how you adjust along the way.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and this is excellent side.
And another one that we just started...
You know, I only asked him one, but he's going to give me another one. Yeah. But go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Because this one really does help out a lot.
We're ready
with payment. So when we're going through payments, everything is, you know, check or cash.
Right, right.
And so in the entrepreneur world, as you can imagine, is very volatile. So if someone runs out of money and they mortgage their house, they're out of money.
Right.
And if I keep billing against that customer, I'm losing money.
Right.
So we started looking at other ways for them to pay. So we started using PayPal so people can use credit cards. They can also, you know, they have, you know, PayPal now has a credit line.
Right.
They can
apply right.
For.
Right. Right.
So now people can actually pay for this out of, you know, out of other yeah. ways, and they don't have to have just solid cash.
Excellent. Yeah. And I just want to let you know too, Matt, I'll send you my billing for that extra time. But but if anything,
it's all about changing.
Yeah, it's all about changing. Yeah, we adjust for costs and etc. Exactly. I agree. Hey, you know what? I want to thank Matt.
Yeah, Matt Rizik with Idea House.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great time having him. Just for our full segment or our first part, we're going to be going here further. But before we go to the Hot or Not segment, which my co-host really worked on, he, you know, got a little know about Matt a little, so he wants to throw the I think the first shot here. Not a shot, but a question. But
a softball.
but before we get going here, I want to just kind of go over with the current sponsor, which is me, folks, and I can't wait to have myself replaced here. But I just want to let you know, in the world that I'm in here, I deal with I have a group of advisors that work with me that are in the forensic accounting, certified as estate planners, in the pensions, etc. So we provide a lot of different services there. My phone number is 949-296-7626 if you have any questions. Hey, thanks for holding on after that brief commercial there. Again, welcome back to here to the Orange County Shrimp Tank here in beautiful Southern California, where we interview business owners, CEOs on their journeys, on the do's and don'ts of running their business, not only here in Orange in Southern California, but...
Hey, Seattle.
Seattle's Atlanta, Georgia. I'm hit with Atlanta, Georgia all the time.
And that is the mothership.
That is the mothership. And right. Boca Raton.
Oh, you got
before
to
he got that to, yeah, in there.
There we go. Tulsa, Little Rock.
Little Rock.
Houston.
New York. Somewhere in New York there.
They're coming on board.
You got that rocking and rolling there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, my name is Leonard Kirshner. My co-host is Tab Phipps. And if you can, you can always catch a replay of the podcast. If you miss any of the segments today, don't forget to download our podcast at iTunes in case you miss an episode, or check out the app over there on iHeart.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a process there before you find us, but just check that out. And check out any of the CEOs that you might come across that you can relate to. So again, now we're gonna get our hot or not segment going here. And I think Tab, you put a couple things together.
Did you prep him on this at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, I thought we'd try to set him up, but I don't know. I think he's, you know. But go
you
ahead.
Told him it's like no hard shots.
No hard shots. It's gonna be all softballs.
There we go.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, I'll start off. Hot or not, marrying your high school sweetheart.
Definitely hot.
Yeah.
Oh,
right answer.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's very nice.
How many years?
Last Friday was actually our 11-year anniversary.
Oh, very cool.
Been together for 18 years.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, so congratulations.
She saw the investment. She grabbed hold of that.
She's a long-term investor.
She said, I'm going to get a good yield off of this one. Hey, here's mine. It's self-explanatory, I'm sure. Hot or not, being an entrepreneur.
Oh, definitely hot.
Yeah. An example, just throw one in there.
Freedom of time.
Freedom of time.
Yeah, I don't have anybody over my shoulder.
Okay.
When to be somewhere, how to do something.
Okay.
I love coaching my kids little league games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, excellent.
If I work somebody else, it makes it a lot difficult.
Okay.
It does.
Perfect.
It does. Okay. All right, Matt, hot or not? 1976 Ford Bronco.
Definitely hot.
Okay.
Well, right now I have a 1987
yeah,
Bronco.
Yeah.
But the 76, I have body style.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
The brick.
Oh yeah.
What color?
I'd have to go with the olive green.
Olive green.
Yeah. Wouldn't have thought that. Yeah. There we go.
Okay. Olive green, black.
Yeah. Well, what
black
color green. Did you think?
I was thinking red or blue.
I was thinking red too. Yeah. I was going with that. Another easy one here. Hot or not, living in Southern California.
Hot.
Hot,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes also literally hot.
Really hot.
Yeah. It could be literally hot.
Yeah, like last summer.
Yeah.
You know, Matt, hot or not, if you could go back in time, lunch with Steve Jobs.
Definitely hot.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
what an innovator.
You know, the thing with him is there's so much that was misunderstood the first time around, yeah. and then he comes back the second time, and yeah. it's there's still just a way of you know, another one's like Elon Musk, you know, they have yeah. this way of just thinking,
yeah.
they just want to be able to sit at a table and just try to yeah. Rubik's cube that mind.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's yeah. another way of looking at it. I agree with yeah. you absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Hot or not, raising two young boys.
Hot.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So I mean,
sometimes,
yeah,
hey, you know, they're great.
Are we going for the third?
It's a toss up.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends how tough today was. You know?
Yeah, that okay. Really oh, I see. Okay, so you're going to have another one. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
here, yeah. We go.
Leonard,
here we go.
You can relate to that.
Yeah,
two
yeah.
Boys,
well, I two yeah. boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
How far apart are yours?
They're about a year and a half almost.
Okay, yeah. Ours are 21 months.
There it is, right so, there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were, you know, looked like we were not going to have. And I mean, we're classic, not classic, you know, you might say where we were trying and we went to the doctors and they said, no, you know, our schedule, you're not going to have. And I think after 7 years trying, we said, forget about it. You know, and especially watching sure. siblings with their kids, we said,
oh, yeah.
maybe not, you know, and then all of a sudden we got the champagne out, boom. First yep. one came around and then the second one. Yep. So I wanted to go for third, but my wife said, no, I don't want three boys.
So out popped the producer?
What was that? Yeah. Yeah. I'll pop the producer. Exactly.
Shut up.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
I think we're moving on.
We're moving on.
Well, there
okay.
we go.
Well, it looks like that was it.
I survived.
Okay. Yeah. Those were easy
yeah,
ones.
Yeah. 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 But now we're really moving
we
on.
We have now approached the final segment, Plead the Fifth. And as disclosed to my guest, you can only use once.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah. This is, yeah, still simple. All right. You know, with everything going on in your world, family man, you know, dealing with dad over there yeah. and the brothers. And I say this because a business working with family is not easy. Working outside of that is not easy, sure. let alone working with the family.
Sure.
Right? I mean, so, you know, dad and brothers, I'm just asking the question. I'm looking at him right now. I don't see a smile. But anyhow, let me ask this question. You know, with everything going on, what makes you uncomfortable?
What makes me uncomfortable? Not much.
Not much?
No. Really, not much. Mm-hmm. I work with my brother and my dad. We talk about things you probably couldn't talk about in a normal office.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's really not much okay. that makes me feel uncomfortable.
I should have worded that differently. Yeah. I got him. You got out of that one.
A lot okay. of times, a lot of times people say they're uncomfortable with Leonard's questions.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. One person said, I'm uncomfortable with you.
with all the people that I talk to.
No. Okay. Very good.
So, Matt, what would you say your strengths and weaknesses are?
Strengths, I do delegate and manage things very well. So, you know, if it's not my road or my lane, I don't get in it. So that's one thing, you know, like with engineering, I'm not going to give my dad, you know, or any other engineers in my office, my 2 cents. I may have a discussion, but that's your lane. Give right. it to me when you're done. Yeah. I'm not going to bother.
Oh, hey, I like that. I mean, you know, I call it pay grade. That's in my, not my department. Yeah. I agree with you.
So I send it across the board. Weakness, I take on a lot. I say yes to a lot of things.
Okay.
They kind of go hand in hand. I have to, the way I can say yes to a lot of things is being able to delegate and move things okay. down to someone else's.
Okay.
Area. Wow, very good.
No, very
good.
Smart.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I have one here. Something that I know you want to answer. Plead the Fifth. Look it up.
Uh-oh.
Working with family members.
Oh, it's when I was younger. It was
almost get him, but go ahead.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it's okay. fine. Like I said, nothing really feels uncomfortable. I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was younger, it was like me and my brother, we were three and a half years apart. So there was a loss. Also, you know, he goes in and says, this is how we're doing. And I'm little brother that's always going against the grain saying, no, we're not.
Right.
So there's always a butting of heads. Uh-huh. There's also my dad that has started the company in 96. And, you know, we just kind of grew up around it and being with it the entire time. You know, he has a certain way of he's thinking of things. Also, an engineer's mind, certain things that thinks of things a certain way. And so my brother and me coming up with different ideas, we butt heads. And my mom also handles all of our accounting.
Oh, wow.
So it's the full show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, and she, again, has her own perspective of things. And so there's definitely a clash and things do They used to get very volatile at sometimes, you know, when no one else is in the office, obviously. But now it works.
So you guys have come up with a formula. I mean, working with the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just treat it like it's family.
Excellent.
Awesome. Awesome.
We have other employees that come in and they're just now more sons of parents now.
Oh, okay. Oh, very cool.
The new brother or sister. Cool. You know?
You deal with them now. Yeah. Okay.
So Matt, if you could change three things about yourself, what would they be?
Three things about myself. Struggling with this one. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty happy with everything. I'm being honest.
Oh, you can't answer this. Okay.
I'm being honest.
It's a good answer, but we got one.
Yeah, we still got you. You didn't give us three there. Okay.
There's nothing
I can do. All right. Well, we got one in there. Good. Okay.
Maybe run a little faster.
Yeah. Right? Okay. All right.
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah. There we go. Exactly. Hey, our guest is Matt.
Matt Rizik with Idea House.
Hey, it was a great time, a fun time. We'd like to thank you for coming on today's Orange County Shrimp Tank podcast. Again, a now family member with iHeartRadio. For folks that want to get in touch with Matt, how would they, or to learn more about your company, how would they get more information?
Quickest way to get a hold of us is go to the website, www.ideahouseandco, that's all spelled out, .com. There's a contact form on there. You can get, and we also have messaging. So if you want to talk to any of us in real time, you can jump on there and have a chat.
Oh, so any 800 number, any phone number?
The 909-593-3222.
Okay, excellent.
Very cool.
Again, you're listening to the Orange County Shrimp Tank podcast. Again, a family of now the iHeartRadio, where street smarts and college smarts collide. So always remember, to become a shark, we all start out as shrimp.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Want to put it all together, this is big things. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, but homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.